Dennis Prager, We Are in a Dark Age Because Left Controls Silicon Valley. By Robert Krajicek on February 1, 2019. Dennis Prager reigned the modern era as a dark age created by the left's control of Silicon Valley, academia, and media. Prager offered his remarks on the status quo of free speech and expression in a Friday-aired interview on SiriusXM's Breitbart News Daily with host Alex Marlowe. Left-wing axioms, premises, and narratives are increasingly accepted as articles of faith within a progressively censorious society, warned Prager. This is what we are now at in the Orwellian world that the left has created, assessed Prager. Any difference is not debated. It is evil. So if you say America is not racist, you are racist. Listen. Prager continued, if you say, well, wait a minute. There really isn't a wage gap if you factor in hours worked and a whole host of other fair criteria, then you're a misogynist. So there's a list of things that you are, so that the left never, ever, ever has to debate you. Prager University, Prageru, a collection of videos presenting conservative positions on a myriad of subjects, has been targeted for censorship by Google-owned YouTube and other technology companies. Marlowe invited Prager's comment on suppression of the organization bearing his namesake. Prager explained, "We have a lawsuit with Google, which owns YouTube. YouTube has placed 80 of our 400 videos on a restricted list. That means it's lumped with pornography and violence, so that kids in libraries and schools can't see them." Prageru videos are presented by relevant subject matter experts, including former foreign heads of state and academics. We've got Victor Davis Hanson, a real flamethrower, and the former Prime Minister of Canada, Stephen Harper. We've got four former prime ministers who've given videos. Four Pulitzer Prize winners, liberals like Alan Dershowitz, but it doesn't matter. Prager stated, if you are not on the left, you are to be shut down. We have never, ever had anything like this in American history. We are in a dark age because of the left's control of Silicon Valley, academia, and media. It's a dark age that we are living in right now, and it is entirely left-wing induced. The question really is, at what point will the average American realize that the left is undoing the American Revolution? Is Prager. And I mean that literally. I don't mean that figuratively. I don't mean that as an attack. It's as factual as 2 plus 2 is 4. Left-wing promotion of same-sex marriage increased momentum for a broader social refusal to acknowledge differences between men and women, maintained Prager. Spotify, an online music service, banned the following Prageru advertisement. Prager said, it would make better radio to say that I was shocked over Spotify's banning of a Prageru advertisement, but nothing surprises me. And we're a hate site, said Prager sarcastically. Four prime ministers have already made videos for Prageru, and we are not acceptable to Spotify. But I heard that Spotify uses the Southern Poverty Law Center to weed out any conservatives, so that may be a factor. Marlowe said, as Ann Coulter called it, the greatest hate group in America. Prager agreed, well, it is. It is a hate group. That is absolutely correct. If there is such a thing as a hate group, then the Southern Poverty Law Center would be high on the list. There are others. The Ku Klux Klan is a hate group, but it's impotent. It's nothing. Marlowe noted, and the Southern Poverty Law Center continues to curry favor and influence because of stuff like this. It's cited as an authority, and you have to listen to talk radio or read websites like Breitbart News in order to know that about Southern Poverty Law Center. Prageru published an analysis of the SPLC in 2017. Marlowe and Prager examined left-wing control of Wikipedia. Do you know that my Wikipedia page has been hijacked by the left? Asked Prager. I can't edit my own Wikipedia page. Marlowe replied, I talk about this all the time on this show. Which is, that, Breitbart's Wikipedia page notes that we're a conspiracy site, and we can't edit it. They can't name one conspiracy we've ever published. Prager responded, that's right. Exactly. I'm sure of that. I love your site. I go to it every day. Marlowe said, thank you, that's a meaningful endorsement. Prager maintained, it is a meaningful endorsement. You've earned it. Marlowe stated, Wikipedia is so unbelievably corrupt, and it does not get the attention it deserves. Wikipedia currently brands Breitbart News a far-right outlet, deriding it as xenophobic, misogynistic, racist, and is a publisher of lies and conspiracy theories. I donated to Wikipedia until 3 years ago, because I wasn't aware, recalled Prager. I don't use it to check out anything political. I use it to get a list of Haydn's symphonies. So in that regard it's been very helpful to me because I'm a big classical music devotee. But then I saw what happened to my own page. In my case, they actually make up stuff. Because somebody wrote it somewhere, so they have a footnote, oh, it must be true then. Prager added, it's an absurdity. Anyway, you don't publish fake news. I would never use a website that had fake news. I verify everything over and over before I broadcast it or write about it. Marlo asked for any updates on Prageru's ongoing lawsuit against Google. Marlo replied, this is a cause that people need to get behind. In my opinion, because if Dennis and Prager University can't make it, then this is the end of free speech as we know it. It's the end of disagreement. The Orwell era is fast upon us. This is kind of the centerpiece of Breitbart, the fight for free speech, and you guys are really at the tip of spear, right now. Prager's forthcoming book, The Rational Bible, Genesis, part of a series of biblical analyses, is scheduled for release in May. Marlo asked Prager about the book. Prager linked social increases in secularism with moral decay. It's very hard for me to say what I think on this, because it sounds grandiose, and I'm very sensitive to that, Prager stated. But I'll take the risk. The reason that our society has made a war on wisdom is that it has abandoned the single greatest source of wisdom, whether people are secular or religious, the Bible. So I am trying to explain the first five books, which are in many ways the most important books to Jews and Christians. Everything comes from the first five books. Prager assured, I promise that anybody who reads it will have their life affected. I've written a lot of books, but I don't talk like that about any of the others like I do the Rational Bible. Breitbart News daily broadcasts live on Sirius XM Patriot 125 weekdays from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern. Follow Robert Krajcik on Twitter.